Roughly 24 people took up the call to gather at Thompson Park Sunday afternoon for a rally organized by the North Bay and District Labor Council and Cease Fire Now Nipissing. The group joined similar rallies taking place globally, calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. "This is a pro-peace rally. We're on the side of peace. And right now, we are very focused, painfully focused on what is happening in Gaza," explained Brennane Lloyd. Israeli airstrikes carried out over the weekend saw the loss of life continue to mount, just days after three hostages were mistakenly killed by Israeli forces, sparking outrage around the world. In North Bay, Rosemary Sidorko stood huddled under her umbrella as rain fell. She too wants a permanent ceasefire in Gaza now. "The reason why I got involved was as an ordinary citizen watching the news day by day since October 7th. I don't know exactly how many thousands of civilians have died, but most especially it has gotten to me about the children and the indiscriminate bombing of hospitals, schools and places where people live, where they have nowhere to go, nowhere to hide. And I think it has just gone on too long and it has got to stop, end the war now and come to some kind of peaceful resolution," said Sikorko, who has taken up her own personal writing campaign. "I have been writing letters to Prime Minister Trudeau and Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly and sent many emails to Anthony Rota, our Member of Parliament. I also sent some Christmas cards to Anthony Rota with my message. This is not the first rally organized in part by the North Bay and District Labor Council. We're helping a cause for justice and we're here to support whichever way we can. It is not right what is happening right now in Gaza. These are happening right across Canada, and we want to make sure that we have our say also," stated Labor Council President Henri Giroux. Brennane Lloyd explains the rationale behind additional rallies. "The violence is continuing and is, in fact, escalating in Gaza. We were really pleased that we were part of a real public outcry that we think contributed to the federal government making the right decision in voting in favor of the United Nations ceasefire resolution," explained Lloyd, who encouraged people to continue to put pressure on political leaders to ensure the war ends now. "We might, or might not see visible signs of that effort, but we have to believe that our government is going to respond to pressure from Canadians and apply that pressure internationally. Things are getting worse, so it was great to have that vote. It was great that Canada moved. It was very important, but Canada can still use other tools." Following the rally at Thompson Park, protesters walked down Fisher Street in the rain, handmade signs in tow, to stand at the four corners of the Highway 17 intersection, bringing their message to motorists. A second rally is scheduled for today from noon until 1 p.m. outside the constituency office of Nipissing Timiskaming MP Anthony Rota at 375 Main Street West. The MP Day of Action is part of a mobilization strategy to apply pressure on members of parliament from coast to coast.